Here we go. It's B96 with Mogan and Carla Mornings, and it's time for Lolla Ticket Tag. This is your chance at four-day Lollapalooza wristbands all this week at 7, 11, 2, and 4. Let's say hello to Victoria in Palos Heights. Good morning.
Hi.
Oh, no, the thing's not working again.
Okay.
How obnoxious.
Okay. Well, okay. Victoria, if you can hear us, hold on 1 second. I'm going to answer the call with the phone.
Okay. What is going on with technology these days? It just sneaks up on us and just doesn't work. So Carla is picking up the phone and talking to Victoria because...
Hello. Is this Victoria in Palos Heights? Hey, Queen. So the world can't hear you, but I can hear you, so I'm going to relay what you say. Victoria in Palos Heights, do you remember the name and the city of the person that qualified yesterday at 4 o'clock?
Could you put the headset up to the phone? Or to...
Sylvia, where? That is correct.
Hey! All right.
Yes.
Okay, I guess you could just put her on hold.
I'm going to put you on hold real quick.
Okay, so our phone is not working correctly, but apparently we have to unplug something and plug it back in.
She said, yay!
Okay, so she did know that it was Sylvia and Gurney.
Could you hear that?
Yeah, slightly? I can hear it from the headset,
okay.
So this is what we know now, is that Victoria in Palos Heights is now qualified for those four-day Lolla wristbands, and that's the name that you're going to have to remember at 11 o'clock as we continue with Lolla Ticket Tag, all right?
Victoria in Palos Heights.
Yeah.
If you want to go see Charlie XCX, Lord, Zara Larsson, John Summit.
If you're a rock fan, you can go see the Smashing Pumpkins jamming out.
I always forget that, like, people that I don't want to see are...
Yeah, I mean, they're an iconic rock band. I think they're one of the big, you know, headliners.
Yeah. It'll be cool. There's so much to see. Lollapalooza is definitely the festival where you can go see the most popular artists and also discover new music.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. It's the biggest festival of the summer in Chicago.
Amazing.
So 11 o'clock, it's set for Lolla Ticket Tag on B96. It's Mogan and Carla Mornings. And we're having a technical issue. We're going to have to unplug something and plug it back in. But that doesn't stop you from joining in on the conversation. So this is what we're going to talk about. Carla had an incident with... Are we calling him Cappuccino?
We could call him Cappuccino, yeah.
And this is a man that you have been seeing for some time?
Yes, we call him Cappuccino because he really likes to drink coffee.
Okay.
And he has curly hair.
Okay.
So, Mr. Cappuccino and I, we had a wonderful date night, Friday night.
Okay.
We went out to this, like, wine party with his friends. We went to go see the USA game. And then he was like, well, I guess it's time to go home. But there's a little bar next to, like, his neighborhood's called Matchbox.
Oh, okay, cool.
Have you heard of it?
No, but this sounds like a fun place.
Yeah. It's called Matchbox. Anyway, so he goes, oh, why don't we stop by for a little last drink before we go home? And I said, great. So we stopped by and we, you know me, social.
Yeah, you like to chit-chat with
people. I like to chit-chat. Yeah. I started making friends with everybody in the bar.
Yeah.
And I meet this wonderful girl named Caitlin. And Caitlin just got engaged. So she's like excited, telling us about how her and her fiance just got engaged. Her fiance is there. Her fiance's friends are there.
Yeah.
And now, one thing about me is I wear a lot of rings.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You have 1, 2, 3, 4 rings on right now.
Right. But when I go out, I usually do like between 6 to 8 rings on my fingers.
So every finger has a ring. Sometimes there's even more than one.
Right.
Okay.
And so on Friday, I happen to be wearing a ring on my ring finger for like engagement.
Yeah.
And it had like a little diamond on it. Not real, but.
You're not engaged.
Correct. I'm not engaged, but I had a ring on my ring finger. And so Caitlin saw this and was like, oh, are you two, me and Cappuccino, engaged too?
Hmm.
Normal question.
Yeah,
as I am.
Yeah. And that's a little awkward because it's early with you and Cappuccino.
Right.
You aren't even technically together. You're not a couple.
Correct.
Mm. So that could be a jarring question.
So I go to answer.
Yeah.
And before I could answer and let her know we are not there yet, he answers and he goes, oh, God, no, absolutely not. No, no. And I was like, wait a minute. What was that reaction?
That was a reaction.
And so I just kind of sat there and I looked at her and she looked at me and I go, yeah, no, we're not engaged.
That's rough.
It was giving like, oh, I would never.
I would this gross girl. Yes. She's like a sister to me.
Okay, he didn't say that.
No, he didn't.
But it felt like it. I get that.
It felt that way. And so
what did you say in the moment?
Well, in the moment, I was like embarrassed. So I just go, oh, yeah, no, we're not. And so then he goes to the bathroom. And Caitlin goes, oh my gosh, like that was a weird reaction. And I go, it was, right? Ooh. But I didn't want to like cause a scene because I knew that I had also had two espresso martinis at this point. So I was like, now is not the time to have the conversation.
Right, okay. Right.
So I let it go and the night continued and we had fun. Next morning.
Oh no.
I wake up in a mood.
Oh no.
I wake up in a mood. And he like goes to cuddle me and I go, get off me.
Get off me.
And he goes, what's going on? And I was like, oh, I don't know, maybe the fact that I'm ew, disgusting, and you would never marry me. And he was like, whoa, what are you talking about? And I explained to him from the night prior. And he was like, that's not even how it happened, Carla. Le estás echando crema, which means like you're adding extra stuff to the taco.
Oh.
Yeah, he was like, le estás echando crema. That's not how it went. I didn't say, ew, no. And I was like, yeah, and then you made vomiting sounds. And he goes, I didn't do that. He didn't. But I was like, no, point is, it was like a visceral from your soul reaction.
Like, that, absolutely not.
That you would never want to marry me. And so, or that like the thought of being engaged to me is disgusting. And I understand that we've only been talking for 2 months and maybe you're not the love of my life, but you're definitely not my husband now. So then what am I doing here?
Yeah. Wow, this is intense.
Yeah.
So this is Saturday morning. My God. That's...
Go ahead.
No, you're good. Yeah, so that went on for about 2.5 hours.
That's insane. Okay,
but
so...
I get it.
But I think we got to give this guy a little bit of grace for being caught off guard with a question. It's early on in dating you. Okay, he didn't need to say, God, no.
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. But I think maybe he didn't want you to feel like that sort of pressure was coming. I'm trying to see the bright side.
I don't think so. Because, Moke, you even said, like, on the first couple of dates with Stacey, you were like, I would marry this girl.
Yeah.
They're more than a couple of dates
in. That's true. Yeah, you guys have been seeing each other for a couple of months.
We kissed.
By that point, we were down the path.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Okay, so the question is, 877-591-9696, should she break up or back down? We need a Moke and Carla Mornings Mafia majority. They were asked if they were engaged, and Cappuccino, the guy Carla is seeing, said, oh, God, no. Absolutely not. And then made vomiting sound effects. No, he didn't do that.
But he might as well have that.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm very curious what the Moke and Carla Mornings Mafia thinks. 877-591-9696. Help Carla decide, should she break up or back down? Is she being ridiculous?
Yeah, because if I'm being ridiculous and like if I am being extra, tell me.
Yeah, I say you need to back down, but that's just me. B96, Moke and Carla Mornings, looking for a Moke and Carla Mornings majority at 877-591-9696. Should Carla break up with the guy she's seeing or back down? So essentially what happened is they were out and about and somebody asked them if they were engaged and his reaction was hurtful.
He said, absolutely not. My gosh, no. Wow. I would never.
That's what it felt
Wait,
like.
Can you be honest?
Yes.
Did he go? Wah.
No, he didn't. He didn't. Okay. But he might as well have.
But he did say, God, no. Actually, if I recall, he said F no.
We can't say that on the radio. No, he did not say the F word.
Oh, he didn't? Okay,
no.
He said, God, no.
God, no.
You've told this story a variety of ways.
In 5 different versions.
I will say that he says that. He's like, Carla, that's not even how it went down. Like, again, le estás echando crema a los tacos. Like, you are adding more to it. That's not how I said it. But that is how he said it. He said, absolutely not. Like, that was part of it.
So there was something to the effect of, God, no, absolutely not.
Yes.
Okay, so we need to know, should Carla break up or back down? Laura in Bolingbrook, you say back down, and why?
Well, my husband had our first Christmas together. We had been dating for a couple months. He gave me some earrings and got that on one knee as a joke in front of his whole family.
Oh,
and I said, no, get up. What are you doing? So obviously I did that out of nervousness, but we've been together for over 10 years now and we've been married.
Who does that as a joke?
Yeah.
So wait,
I know,
did he go like, wow, your reaction was not great?
Yeah, everybody was like, whoa, what's going on? And I was like, well, I was nervous. And I'm like, get up, what are you doing? And it turned out to be some earrings, so obviously he wasn't being for real. But, I mean, I think he probably did it out of nervousness, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so you're saying, as somebody, you, who has done this, mm-hmm. but you did really like him, and you could see a future with him. It was just...
So it's the reaction catches you off guard.
Okay.
The question catches you off guard, and you're like, whoa, 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 and your natural instinct is to be like, no, not yet. This is pressure,
yeah.
right? I see that side of it. All right. Thank you so much, Laura, and have a great day. Ashley in Hammond, Indiana, part of the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia, also saying back down?
Yeah, because I think that was more of a reaction to the word marriage, because guys are like that. They freak out when they hear words.
Mm.
And if Carla, are you leaning into that part? Are you feeling like you want to marry this man?
Ooh, good question, Ashley.
Ashley, girl, you're supposed to be on my side. But no, you know what? I'll say it. I could marry this man.
Wow.
He is so
That's
kind.
That's why it hurts.
He's so kind and patient and sweet to me.
Except when he says, God, no, absolutely not.
I would never marry her.
He usually is very patient and kind and sweet to me. And I'm just like, oh, this seems like a good man to marry. Is he my man to marry? I don't know.
Mm.
But
time will tell.
Time will tell. But if I married someone as kind as him, I think I'd be doing all right in life.
All right. That's actually, those are strong words, what you just said, Carla.
Thank you.
I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, wow.
Notice, Ashley, how I didn't say, absolutely.
All right. Well, Ashley officially says back down. So it's break up or back down at 877-591-9696. The guy that Carla is seeing was asked if they're engaged, and he said, God, no, absolutely not. And then Carla created a fight the next morning.
Yes, mm-hmm. And at least I waited. I simmered on it. Is nobody on my side? Like, does nobody think we should break up?
Our pal, David Moody, who is also part of the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia, break up or back down?
Back down, Carla.
Yeah.
I was trying to protect you. Can you imagine two martinis in what that would be like if your new friends had said, hey, we're doing this. How are you going to do that? Or what's your engagement like? It would have been really awkward. And he was trying to protect you from that.
So David brings up a good point.
Gentle and give him a chance.
What if he had said, not yet, but one of these days, you would have gone into panic mode.
No, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have. I would have loved that.
Would you?
Yeah.
I think you would.
I'm crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you not know this?
I'm glad you said it.
I'll validate that.
Don't agree too hard with me now. Both of you didn't even bat an eye. You went, oh,
yeah. just a little bit crazy. Not like full on crazy.
Yeah. Fun crazy.
I'm not going to slash your tires.
I mean, maybe. So there's fun crazy, there's Carla, and then there's scary.
There we go.
Yeah. You're just this side of fun.
Yeah.
Sometimes the fun runs out.
The fun runs out when the guy says he doesn't want to marry me.
David has settled it. That's three. And for a Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia majority, we need five. So thank you, David.
Hey, you bet. Have a good morning.
All right, you
have
too.
Have a good morning.
So officially, Carla, you need to back down.
No.
I think you need to back down.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. I thought that for sure the world was going to be on my side. See, Alvarez Alyssa keeps calling, and something tells me that she thinks we should break up.
Okay, let's find. Let's just take one call. So, is this Alyssa?
Yes, this is Alyssa.
Break up or back down?
Break up.
Oh,
wow.
Thank you. Why?
Girl, first of all, isn't this the guy who you questioned if he was even, like, into girls in the beginning?
No, that's a different one.
Okay, well, either way, I will say, on top of that, like, he's too old to be playing these games. Like, you either know or you don't know. My husband and I literally eloped after 3 months, and we've been married for 5 years now.
Damn.
So they know what they want early on.
You know what? That's so true. We play the games, but you know basically whether or not you would marry somebody.
When you know, especially because this particular guy is 34 years old. Like, you know.
Literally... You know, there's no time to be wasted at this point. So,
I disagree. I agree with you that he knows. I disagree. I don't think that you should break up. I think Cappuccino's a great guy.
He's met him once.
Well, yeah, that's true.
But it was for an extended hangout, you know?
Yeah.
You got to know him.
But a little bit. But really, what I know about him mostly is what Carla has told us. Thank you, Alyssa, and have a great day. Really, what I know about him is what you've told us.
Which is good stuff.
It's like good stuff. So you should just get with this guy and live happily ever after and start planning that wedding. And next time he says, are you engaged? You should jump in and go, Almost.
Almost. We're getting there.
He just needs to buy me a ring.
Right, Pookie? And then I blow him a kiss.
He might break up with you after that.